First John chapter number 2. First John chapter number 2. Continue natin yung pag-aaral natin ng First John. Nasa chapter 2 na tayo, chapter 2. First John chapter 2 verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." Kung tagalogin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, "Mumunti kong mga anak, ang mga bagay na ito ay sinulat ko sa inyo upang kayo'y huwag magkasala. At kung sino man ang magkasala ay may tagapamagitan tayo sa Ama, si Hesus Kristo ang matuwid, na matuwid. At siya ang pamayapa sa ating mga kasalanan at hindi lamang sa ating mga kasalanan, kundi sa buong sanglibutan din na naman." Ito ay kalooban ng Diyos para sa mga Kristiyano na maiwasan natin ang kasalanan. Dapat hindi tayo nabubuhay sa kasalanan. Dapat iwasan natin ang kasalanan. Masigasig dapat ang laban natin sa ating likas na makasalanan sarili. This passage that we read in 1 John chapter 2 is the will of God for every Christian. God says in verse number 1 that ye sin not. God doesn't want Christians living in sin. We're not to continue practicing sin once we become a Christian, once we become saved. And we ought to strive and do our best to fight sin in our lives. And yet, pero dahil sa kahinaan ng laman, paminsan-minsan tayo ay sumusuko sa kasalanan at maaari itong magresulta ng kawalan ng pag-asa o desperasyon. But the truth of the matter is, because of the infirmity or the weakness of the flesh, sometimes we do sin. Sometimes we do fail. And if we're not careful, that struggle can result in a loss of hope, a loss of the fight, and desperation. Because, you know, it's one thing to be a Christian and have victory. It's another thing to be a Christian and live in sin and live in defeat. And God doesn't want that for us as Christians. So in the mercy of God, He gave us a way, a new way, a fresh way to receive forgiveness of sin. And this is through the advocacy, the righteousness, and the propitiation of Jesus Christ. So sa awa ng Diyos, binigyan tayo ng panibagong kapatawaran, at ito ay dahil sa pamamagitan ng Panginoong Hesukristo. Siya ang ating tagapagtanggol, tagapamagitan, siya ang ating katuwiran, at siya rin ang ating kabayaran para sa ating kasalanan. At yun ang titingnan natin. Those three points is going to be the message for tonight. How Jesus is our advocate, how Jesus is our righteousness, and how Jesus is the propitiation. Yung malaking salitang propitiation. Right there in verse number 2. Verse number 2. And He is the propitiation. Now that's a big word. That's a loaded word. And really, it's a very difficult word to understand and translate. And so, we'll have to look into what does that mean, and that's what we're going to do tonight. So, three things I want to show you from the Bible. How does a Christian have victory over sin? You know, we're not to sin, but if we do sin, we have a way to be clean through the advocacy, righteousness, and propitiation of Jesus Christ. So, number one, si Jesus ay ang ating tagapagtanggol o yung ating tagapamagitan. Number one, Jesus is our advocate. Look at verse number one. "My little children, these things write unto you that ye sin not, but, and if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. So we have an advocate. Ang salitang advocate ay nanggagaling sa salitang paraclete. Parakletos. Paraclete. Parang paralegal. Parang abogado. Yung terminology na yan. The word advocate comes from the Greek word parakletos, and paraclete comes from parakletos. So paraclete has the idea of someone who's like a lawyer, who stands beside you to defend you, who stands beside you to help you and to aid you. And he represents you in front of the Father in heaven. That's Jesus Christ. Ang tinatalakay nitong salitang paraclete or advocate ay patungkol sa batas at sa depensa. Yun ang sinasabi natin parang abogado, parang attorney. So this is a legal term that has to do with the justice system. We need somebody to represent us before the Father. We cannot represent ourselves. In and of ourselves, we are sinful, we are sinners. And if we say we have not sinned, we deceive ourselves, we make him a liar. So we need an advocate. And thank God, Jesus is my advocate. He is your advocate. Jesus stands instead of you. He stands in front of the Father. And he lifts up his hands with the nail-pierced hands. And he says, Father, forgive them. I paid it all. So paraclete, isang tinatawag sa tabi o kaagapay ng isa para tumulong sa kanya. The paraclete is one who is called alongside to stand and to aid and to help you. The word is also known and translated as counselor. Parang counselor din siya. It's also known as comforter. Now, since we learned Latin this morning, we're going to learn Latin again tonight. Comforter. Galing sa Latin. Comforte. Come, C-O-M, is with. Parang con, pareho din. Come, con, pareho. They come along. They come with. Forte in Latin. Forte. What is forte in Latin? Force. Loud. Powerful. Force. Forte. So, the comfort of God is that he comes alongside of us to give us strength. So it's not this idea of, oh, I'm sorry, here, let me give you comfort. No, that's not the comfort of God. The comfort of God is he comes alongside and he gives us the power to move forward for God. Comfort. Look at John chapter 14, verse 16. John chapter 14 and verse number 16. This is a very good passage of Scripture. I want you to notice something here. John 14, 16, Jesus said, And I will pray the Father that he shall give you another comforter. You see that? John chapter 14, verse 16. He shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. So the Holy Spirit is another comforter. So if the Holy Spirit is another comforter, then what does that make Jesus? A comforter. Jesus is a comforter, and then he says, I'm going to pray to the Father to give you another comforter. The Holy Spirit is also a comforter. So our comforter is Jesus and the Holy Spirit of God. The comforter. The helper. The aid. Someone who stands by us to defend us. Siya ang nagtatanggol sa atin. Siya ang ating counselor. Siya ang nagbibigay lakas sa atin. Comforte. Nagbibigay lakas. Kung ang banal na Espiritu ay ating comforter sa lupa, dito sa mundo, ibig sabihin si Jesus ay ang ating comforter sa langit. If the Holy Spirit of God is our comforter here on earth, who is our comforter in heaven? Jesus Christ. So we have a comforter, we have a heavenly advocate, we have an earthly advocate, So as a Christian, God gives us these things as a blessing to encourage us along our way. Merong tuloy-tuloy o walang patid na paglilingkod ang ginagawa ni Jesus para sa atin. Ito ay ang kanyang advocacy o yung pagpapataguyod niya sa atin habang siya ay nasa langit. Jesus has a work that He's constantly doing right now. Up in heaven, on our behalf, He is our advocate. It's His advocacy in heaven. The reason why we can pray is because we have an advocate with the Father who prays on our behalf. This is Jesus, the advocate. Number two, Jesus is our righteousness. Look at verse number one again. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. The righteous. Isa lang ang dapat na maaring ipagtanggol ang kaso natin sa harapan ng Diyos Ama. Iyan ay ang Panginoong Hesus Kristo. Si Jesus lamang ang nakakapagbigay lugod sa Diyos Ama. Kasi siya ay matuwid. Siya ay katwiran. Tayo, medyo baluktot. Makasalanan. Tao lang tayo. So, talagang kailangan natin ng matuwid na tagapagtanggol. At yan ang Panginoong Hesukristo. Jesus is the only one worthy to stand in front of the Father to plead our cause. You and I are weak. You and I are sinful creatures. We're only human and we're subject to the weaknesses of the flesh. So we're not perfect. We're not going to stand in front of God. We cannot even behold God. He's so holy and righteous. But we have an advocate who is just as holy and just as perfect as the Heavenly Father. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Our righteousness is from Jesus. Isa sa mga dahilan kung bakit lahat ng mga panalangin sa publiko ay dapat ipanalangin sa pangalan ng Panginoong Hesukristo ay ganyan sapagkat siya lamang ang nagbibigay luwalhati sa Diyos Ama. You know, when we pray in public, we always pray in Jesus' name. Why do we pray in Jesus' name when we pray public prayers? Because we understand the only right we have to approach God is through the name of Jesus Christ. You know, we don't have any righteousness in and of ourselves. We cannot approach the Father, much less behold His holiness. We need the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, we can pray, we can come to God the Father, and we can ask and give our requests and supplications and praise and thanksgiving and offerings and our ministry. We can serve God only through Jesus Christ, only through His power, only through Him. Look at John chapter 14, verse number 6. One of the best Bible verses that you ought to commit to memory as a Christian. John 14, 6, and you probably know this. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The only way to the Father is through the Son, Jesus Christ. Ang katwiran na binibigay sa atin ay hindi likas sa ating sarili. Ito ay dayuhang katwiran. A foreign righteousness that doesn't reside in us. Ito ay inilalagay sa atin sa pamamagitan ng Panginoong Hesukristo. Nung tinanggap natin ang Panginoong Hesukristo sa ating puso, binigay niya sa atin, kinuha niya ang ating mga kasalanan at in exchange for our sin, He gave us His righteousness. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, He took on Him all of our sins and He imputes, He gives to us His righteousness, His holiness. So when I approach the Father in heaven, I'm not approaching Him with my righteousness. My righteousness is this filthy rag, the Bible says. Filthy rags. But the righteousness that I have is not mine. It's given to me by Jesus Christ. And when I receive Him, I receive His righteousness. It is a foreign righteousness. It is an alien righteousness. Marcia just got her alien residence card. So Marcia is an alien. She's not native to this country. She's an alien. Now, but so is the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
Yung katuwiran ni Jesus Christ ay dayuhang katuwiran. Hindi likas sa atin yan. Pero sa kabiyaya ng Diyos, ibinigay sa atin, nilagay tayo, tinanggal niya ang ating mga kasalanan at binigay sa atin ang kanyang katuwiran.
We have much to say thank you, Lord, for, and much to thank God for, and worship Him.
Ang katuwiran ng Diyos ay makukuha sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya.
Faith is the only way to get hold of the righteousness of God. Look at Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, verse 22. Romans 3:22, the Bible says, "Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference." No difference. Doesn't matter who you are, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, He bestows upon us the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God. That's not ours, it's His. But He gives it to us by faith, the Bible says, by faith. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 7. Let's take a look at that scripture verse here. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 7. "By faith Noah, warned of God of the things not seen, yet moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness, which is by faith." Righteousness comes by faith. And so we see Jesus Christ as our advocate. We see Jesus Christ as our righteousness. Jesus Christ is righteous. Number three, and last, si Jesus ay ang kabayaran ng mga kasalanan. He is, number three, the propitiation for sins. Look at verse number two. Let's go back to our text. 1 John chapter number two, verse number two. "And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." Do you know that Jesus Christ has the power to forgive anybody who wants to get saved? He has already saved, I would say, millions and millions of souls. And yet, His saving power has not diminished one bit. He can save millions and millions more. He has enough power to save the sins of the whole world, the Bible says. And the word propitiation, laking word yan, no? Propitiation. Now you know a theological word, you know a Bible word, that's a good Bible word. Next time somebody talks to you about, you know, what kind of a Christian are you, you could say, "I'm a Christian that believes on the propitiation of Jesus Christ." Ako, magtataka sila, ano ibig mo sabihin dyan? Okay. Sama ka sa church namin para mag-aral ng Bible. No, I'm just kidding. You know, propitiation. Listen up. Sit up straight, team. Sit up straight. Propitiation. Propitiation is the sacrifice that Jesus did in order to extinguish the wrath of God and to remove the guilt and of sin and satisfy the justice of God. Ang propitiation ay ang sakripisyo ni Jesus para mapawi ang galit at hustisya ng Diyos at matanggal ang ating mga kasalanan. Yun ang ibig sabihin ng propitiation. Yeah. Binayaran niya ang utang natin. Kasi dapat tayo magbayad sa ating mga kasalanan. Saan natin babayaran ang kasalanan natin? Sa dagat-dagat ng apoy. Kailan? Magpakailanman. Bakit? Kasi ganyan kabanal ang Panginoon. Pero sino ang makakabayad ng mga kasalanan natin? Kung ako magbabayad,
kailangan itapon ako sa dagat-dagatang apoy magpakailanman. Pero, nagpagitna ang Panginoong Jesucristo at sinabi niya, ako ang magbabayad. Tanggapin mo lang ako bilang iyong Panginoon. And He is the propitiation. Yung sakripisyo na ginawa niya sa krus, yun ang kabayaran, yun ang nagpapawi sa galit at hustisya ng Diyos. Jesus extinguishes the wrath of God and satisfies the demands of the law. Jesus removes the sin and removes the guilt of our sin. So we are no longer seen as a sinner in the sight of God. Look at Romans chapter 3, verse 25. Romans chapter 3 and verse 25. We see the word propitiation here. Romans 3:25, the Bible says, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins which are passed through the forbearance of God. But God set forth Jesus Christ to be a propitiation through faith in His blood. God's answer for man's sin is Jesus Christ. So if you want your sins removed, if you would like eternal life, if you want fellowship with God, the Bible says Jesus is the propitiation. He is the wrath-extinguishing satisfaction of the law and holiness of God and the remover of our sins. Here's another passage in the Bible. Look at 1 John chapter 4. Move up to 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 10. Again, the name propitiation, the word propitiation is there. Nandiyan ang salitang propitiation, no? 1 John chapter 4 verse 10, herein is love, not that we love God, but He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Jesus is the payment for our sins. Palagi itong kaakbay ng pagtanggal ng kasalanan. Yung propitiation, palaging patungkol sa pagtubos at pagtanggal ng kasalanan. Siya ay kasiyasiyang handog. Siya ay ang pamayapa ng ating mga kasalanan. Siya ay ibinigay na handog ng Diyos Ama para sa atin. Siya ang pagpalubag loob para sa atin. Ito ay tumutukoy sa handog na nagre-resulta sa pamamagitan ni Kristo, si Kanyang intercession at pagkakasundo o reconciliation natin sa Diyos ng makasalanang tao. There's no other way for us to be saved but through the intercession, the propitiation, the righteousness of Jesus Christ and His advocacy. Siya ay sabay na pari at handog. Siya ang pari at ang handog. At the same time, Jesus is both the priest and the sacrifice. Look at Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? He is the priest and the sacrifice at the same time. Not for ours only, the Bible says, but for the sins of the whole world. You know, salvation is not exclusive to one ethnic group. And this is the problem with Gnostics. Remember, John wrote this because there were Gnostics in the Bible who thought to themselves they were the ones that had the secret knowledge. They were the ones who were the chosen few, who knew secret knowledge of mysticism and mysteries and spirituality. But the truth is, John said, no, not at all. The Bible says, He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. There is no exclusivity in salvation. Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter where you're from, if you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, you can become part of the family of God. You become part of the family of God. So salvation is not exclusive. There's not one class. There's not one ethnic group. Mayaman man, mahirap man, hindi yun ang usapan. May kakayahan man, walang kakayahan, hindi yun ang usapan. Pagdating sa Panginoong Hesus Kristo, walang Gnosticism, walang sikretong kaalaman. Lahat ipinapahayag sa atin sa salita ng Diyos. Walang elite na Kristiyano. Walang super Christian. Sa Bible, walang superstar Christian. Sa Bible, ang lahat ng mga Kristiyano, nagpapatuloy lang. Mga nagpapatuloy. In the Bible, there are no elite Christians, no superstar Christian. The only Christians in the Bible are Christians who continue doing what God said to do. Continue. Magpatuloy ka. Habang nandito ka sa buhay, patuloy mo na lumago sa pananampalataya. You believe, you trust in Jesus Christ, He will give you the strength, the power, and you just keep on keeping on doing what God told you to do. And you will see that joy that 1 John is talking about. Sa lahat ng pagkukulang at pagkakamali at pagkakasala ng mga anak ng Diyos, hindi ito sapat para tanggalin ka sa Kanyang kamay. Huwag maghinayang tumapit ka sa Kanya at hindi Kanya pababayaan. You know, with all the sinfulness and all the failures and all the crookedness of the children of God, it's not enough for those things to remove us from His hand. Don't lose hope. Don't be weary in well-doing. If you believe and trust in Him, He will give you victory for your sins, for your life. Huwag ka rin maghinayang hanggat lahat ng mga mahal mo sa buhay ay nakakakilala sa tagapagtanggol na si Jesus Kristo. And may we never rest as Christians until all of our loved ones, all of our friends, all of the folks that God brings our way will come to know Jesus Christ the way you know Jesus Christ, the advocate, the righteousness, the righteous one, and the propitiation for our sin. Let's bow for a word of prayer and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, Lord, we pray and ask God that your Holy Spirit would speak to hearts. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God. We thank you for Jesus Christ, who is our advocate, who is our righteousness, and who is our propitiation. Lord, sa dami po ng blessing na binibigay niyo po sa amin, nawa, Panginoon, may challenge kami na hindi lamang kami mawalan ng pag-asa. Kami po ay laban sa kasalanan, hindi sa lakas ng laman, kundi sa lakas ng Espiritu ng Diyos sa Kanyang salita. At Lord, i-bless niyo po kami, hindi lamang kami, pati yung mga mahal namin sa buhay, hanggat makakilala rin sila sa iyong anak na si Jesucristo, na siya nga ang tagapamagitan, siya ang katuwiran, at siya ang kabayaran ng aming kasalanan. Lord, i-bless niyo po kami ngayong araw na ito. Palakasan niyo po kami bilang inyong mga anak at alagad. In Jesus' name, Amen.